Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. We will not rest until it's done. I'm Connor Barkon. Here's what's happening. One teenage boy is dead and four others are injured after police believe two gunmen ambushed a group leaving a high school football scrimmage game. We get details from KYW's Nina Baradi.
A 14-year-old boy died soon after he was shot. Police say he was with a group of others after a high school football scrimmage game here at Roxboro High School. Three teams, Roxboro, Northeast, and Boys Latin Charter, were playing when the game ended shortly before 5 o'clock. A group was walking away from the field, which is when police believe two gunmen came up in a green vehicle, fired dozens of bullets, and then ran off. Deputy Commissioner John Stanford.
There's a 14-year-old that is doing what students do, have football games at the end of the day. One of the things that we encourage our kids to do, and then for him not to make it home.
A 17-year-old, a 14-year-old, and one other person was taken to the hospital. The two teens are expected to recover. One other person was grazed by a bullet. District Attorney Larry Krasner says investigators are using state-of-the-art technology as they put the pieces together to what led up to this tragic Tuesday afternoon. In Roxboro, Nina Baradi, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A federal judge ordered former Philadelphia Congressman Michael Ozzie Myers to go directly to jail from his sentencing hearing for election fraud, citing Myers' previous conviction in abscam as proof the 79-year-old has not learned his lesson. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
There were surprise and tears in the courtroom when Judge Paul Diamond handed down a 2.5-year sentence and said it would start immediately. There was even a brief tussle as Myers' son tried to approach the defense table to say goodbye and was held back by marshals. Myers entered a guilty plea in June to charges he paid election officials in elections from 2014 through 2019 to add votes for candidates who hired him as a consultant. His attorneys asked the judge to consider Myers' age and health and give him house arrest, arguing that at 79 he was not a risk to repeat offend.
The judge said he had no idea how Myers' lawyer came to that conclusion, noting Myers had served time in the 1980s for his role in the abscam and yet committed voter fraud in his 70s. He called it, quote, awful behavior and said he had no doubt if Myers had not been caught, he would still be doing it. Employees at Delaware County Memorial Hospital were joined by community leaders and politicians calling on Crozier Health to reconsider plans to close the hospital's emergency room and turn it into a behavioral health facility. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Bridget McDermott has worked at Delaware County Memorial Hospital for 33 years, currently a nurse in the emergency room. She says employees were blindsided by last week's announcement by Crozier Health.
It's always been like one big happy family. We thought they were going to reopen the ICU, and next thing you know it, they're closing us, so the staff is heartbroken.
Crozier Health plans to close the ER as they transition the hospital into a 100-plus bed behavioral health facility. Upper Darby Councilwoman Lisa Ferraglia worked at Delaware County Memorial Hospital for more than 20 years. She says the closure will have a significant impact on the community.
With over 82,000 residents that live in Upper Darby, we need a hospital here. We need our nurses, we need our doctors, we need our ER, we need our operating room.
Ferraglia is also on the borough's public safety committee. She says while she understands the need for more behavioral health beds, she worries about putting it here.
Right between two schools, Upper Darby High School and Bonner Apprendi.
Crozier Health says the changes across Delaware County will provide better access to all patients while addressing the changing nature of health care. As the cost of food rises, area food banks are struggling to make ends meet. As KYW's Mike DiNardo reports, inflation is making it more difficult to help people who need it most.
Fred Wozniak, CEO of the Food Bank of South Jersey, says as the cost of food and fuel rises, demand for help is back to pandemic levels.
As we started to see the inflation numbers, for the last 3-4 months, we have been serving in that range of 92 to 95,000 people a month.
He says it's getting more expensive to serve them.
With the inflation, our costs are up 20%.
The food bank supplements 200 South Jersey nonprofits, including the Friends of Clementon Food Pantry, where Director David Cornwell says clients face a difficult choice.
People are scurrying, trying to save every penny they can to get housing and, you know, to leave them nothing for food.
Cornwell says his overhead costs have skyrocketed over the last 2 years.
They've probably tripled since we opened.
The pantry is holding a car show and fall festival Saturday at Clementon Park and Splash World to raise money. There's a new piazza, bocce ball court, and statue at Cooper River Park to honor Italian-American heritage. And as KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty tells us, it's Camden County's plan to include cultural education as part of the recreational activities at the park.
An Italian flag flies alongside the American flag at the newly constructed piazza at Cooper River Park in Pensauken. Nearby, a statue of a lion honors Italian Americans. The bocce court is named after longtime public servant Luca Pelli Sr. His son, Commissioner-Director Luca Pelli Jr., says it's a tremendous honor for their family.
This is part of a park where we have recognized many different nationalities, and so having a spot like this for Italian Americans is very special.
And of course, the amenities are open to everybody. The bocce court is handicap accessible. There's a big party here on Saturday to kick off Italian Heritage Month. In Pensauken, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Connor Barkon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.